Well, back in March of this year, the city council of tiny Largo, Florida, near Tampa, voted to remove its city manager, Steve Stanton. Not exactly big national news, except for one thing.
Former Largo city manager in the Tampa area, Steve Stanton, is now Susan Stanton, underwent a gender change operation, and Fox's Leanne Jackson has more.
That's right. After 14 years as city manager and 48 years of being a man, Steve Stanton announced he was becoming Susan Stanton, an announcement met with a healthy amount of suspicion from friends, coworkers, his wife and son. Well, in the intervening months, Susan Stanton has become sort of a poster lady for the transgendered movement. She's written a book, has been on Montel, and has attended fancy events in Washington, D.C. She joins us now by phone. Hi, Susan.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. Can I just start by asking, what exactly is your status right now? You live as a woman, but you haven't had reassignment surgery?
Yes, that is correct, which is not all that unusual. Typically, before the surgery, you want to ensure that your chosen gender is the one that's appropriate for you and that you're comfortable interacting with society. So that's what I'm doing now, and it's been going superb.
How long before you have the surgery, you think?
I'm going to be having it in May of this year coming up, and hopefully we're even going to have CNN, who's doing a documentary on my life, participate and film and be able to show people what it's like when someone goes through this process to eliminate some of the confusion that transsexuality is not a lifestyle.
Presumably, you figure that you were born into the wrong body, right?
I don't know if I would use that term.
How would you describe it?
I would say that my spirit and my essence were out of sync, and at a very early age, there was sort of like a sense of two presences, and the real one was Susan. I can remember my mom telling me what my real name would have been, and that was really the feeling of that's who I am, and that's what I'm doing now.
You mean your real name? In other words, did your mom think she was having a girl?
You know, no, she didn't. In fact, when I asked her, which did you prefer, a girl or a boy, she said it wasn't important to her. She just wanted a healthy baby. But my name would have been Susan, and it just absolutely felt in a very profound, intrinsic way that's really who I was. That's why the outside didn't match the inside. However, I've never felt I'm trapped in the wrong body. I love my body. It functions well, and wouldn't want to trade it for somebody else's body. The changes that I'm making are kind of external. I'm still going to be the same person I was prior to all of the sensational media coverage on this one particular aspect of my personality and my life.
You're married, I understand. Are you still married?
Yes, I am.
And you have a son?
Yes, we had the same.
How did they take this?
Well, initially, this is really a wife's worst nightmare. It doesn't happen frequently, but quite more often than most people would think. But during the last 7 months, she's become to be much more supportive. In fact, her and my son were at my home last night having a family dinner just because we missed each other. So very well. We're not going to be partners in marriage, but we're going to be partners in life and celebrate the love of our son.
What's the look in your son's eyes when he looks at you now and you're a woman?
You know, he still sees daddy. He still calls me daddy. He'll always call me daddy. I think he realizes the superficiality of this whole aspect. I'm still his father. My core values, my essence, my unconditional love for him and for me has not been affected by any of this.
Are you attracted to men or women?
You know, I'm kind of neither right now. I'm in a very awkward stage. Typically, gender identification and sexual orientation are very distinct phenomena. Some transsexuals, when they make the total transition, in fact, do marry men and become, very stealth in society, and you would not even know that they once occupied the role of a man. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, and that's an honest question. 6 months from now, or 6 months ago, I would have never even suggested that maybe someday I may be married to a man. I don't know.
Susan, you obviously thought this through and you consulted with your friends and maybe clergy or and maybe even did you talk to psychologists at all before you decided to do this?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
So in your preparation, your emotional preparation for this, what is the one thing that has blindsided you, that you really didn't expect, the feelings you didn't expect to have?
Probably the biggest, and it's something I think most women also can relate to, is a feeling of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
When your body changes, your body chemistry changes, you lose all of the muscle mass you used to have as a man, and I realize I'm not as strong as I used to be. I'm not as fast, and when I'm in areas that are a little bit disconcerting, I feel extremely vulnerable in ways in which I never felt as a man, and that's a sensation I'm still learning how to maneuver around and accommodate in my life.
You have sort of become this poster person for the transgendered movement. Is that all it's cracked up to be, or would you rather just go back to being a city manager somewhere in Florida?
Well, certainly I wouldn't want my life to be ruined, which in some respects, you know, this transition can be a death sentence. But I made a conscious decision that I did not want to do this in the darkness of night or to just lose my job and leave it without people knowing why. In that sense, I knew I was going to have a national platform and was willing to suffer the consequences if I lost my career to make it a little bit easier for other people coming behind me. And in fact, that's occurring.
You applied for the city manager job of Naples, Florida, and you didn't make the top 16. What do you attribute that to?
You know, that's new news to me. I do not know.
Really? Check out the Tampa St. Pete paper. That's what they're saying.
Oh, well, you know, the public sector is typically a little bit behind the private sector on this thing. The aspect of transsexuality is still something that most people are just learning to understand. Most of the media coverage thus far has been very negative. We all have the mental images of Jerry Springer. And I think that's a big concern, as well as governments worrying about this national focus on me. Can I do the job of a city manager anymore? Is that behind me?
Well, Susan Stanton, formerly Steve Stanton, first of all, sorry I had to tell you about that job. That's a little awkward.
That's quite okay.
Well, good luck, though, with everything in the future. Your book, I understand you have a book coming out. Is that going to have a published date yet?
No, it does not. We're still looking for the best publisher, and hopefully soon.
All right. Susan Stanton, thanks for coming on the Bryant Park Project.
Goodbye.